Comedy of Broadway in Lexington welcomes back film and MTV star Tom Green April 19th and 20th. Then catch international comedy sensation Randy Feltface on his first Lexington visit April 25th through the 27th. Then it's the return of the funniest man in America, James Gregory, May 2nd through the 4th. For tickets to all shows, call 859-271-JOKE or visit comedyoffbroadway.com. Comedy Off Broadway.
This is Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Thursday, May the 2nd. It is Kentucky Sports Radio here. I'm live. Matt Jones in Louisville, Kentucky. Ryan and Drew are in Lexington. Shannon's in the room right next to me. You can give us a shout on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. Shannon, we're going to do the 30 seconds thing today.
All right.
You got the shot clock.
Yes.
And I want people to use the shot clock. I want people to give me their quick Pope take. Like, how do you feel? We're 2.5 weeks into the Pope era. Feel good about it? You like where we are? You can get the A-Vision Auto Glass text machine is 772-774-5254. And this edition sponsored by the TJ Smith Law Office. You call TJ, he'll make them pay. Ryan, we are 2 days away from the Derby. Oaks is tomorrow. Today is Thurby. Which I think is a really stupid name.
Is that why you're in Lexington? I mean, Louisville today? Are you going to
Thurby? No, I'm not going to Thurby. I had some stuff I had to do here last night. But I kind of hate the name Thurby. But it's now become as big as Derby and Oaks for the people in Louisville. I mean, it's another day where the racetrack is filled, but for some reason, Ryan, Thurby is a name that always annoys me.
Yeah, for a long time, it was just like Kentucky's Day at the Downs, right? That's what it was. Just Thursday was Kentucky's Day at the Downs. When did they start calling it Thurby?
It's been in the last, what, Shannon, 10 years, 15
probably so.
Years?
I'm with
like
you.
That.
It is so stupid. Can we not do better than Thurby? Like, just call it the Thursday
what
before
is Tuesday?
Derby.
Tuesday's 5-0-Tuesday.
5-0-Turby. It's not 5-0-Turby. Why would it be 5-0-Turby?
5-0-Tuesday.
Ryan's not in charge of this.
Listen, I was half kidding yesterday when I gave Ryan a hard time about his late night tweet, and then he went and did another one last night.
Oh, no.
Ryan, don't make that your thing. This is my one piece of advice to you. Because you don't know the line, don't make that your thing. That's just my advice. You're a grown man. You do what you want, but you don't want to do that. But 5-0-Tuesday goes into Drew today, Thurby.
I never really get into Thurby. Apologies to Louisville, but I'm excited to get Oaks and Derby started. I assume the crowds today with the weather will be outrageous for Thurby, though, as you said. It's like the Oaks used to be just a few years ago.
Now, what's the weather supposed to be like Friday and Saturday, Shannon?
Tomorrow it's supposed to be rain.
Rain?
So, bring a poncho. And then I think Saturday, just scattered showers.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad we're not going out there tomorrow. You know, we've gone out there sometimes. Thankfully, we're not going to today. But 859-280-2287, you can let us know. I hear a bird in the background. Does that mean we have a bird there joining us at the bar today?
Well, the garage doors are open again, so I think the birds are out on the patio because it is another awesome, beautiful day in here.
Absolutely beautiful day here in Lexington. So there's a lot to get to. First of all, I want to tell you one thing I'm a little disappointed in, Drew. My Carolina Hurricanes made the second round of the playoffs, right? And I was thinking about going, and tickets went on sale yesterday. And they're worried they play the Rangers, and they are worried that the Rangers fans are going to invade the arena like the Knicks fans did in Philly. So they made it to where you can only buy them if you are in North Carolina. And I don't like that. I understand why they did it, but I don't like it because I was going to go, and now you can't get tickets because you can only buy it with a Carolina address.
Huh. Seems a little too aggressive. I'm sure there's neighboring states around North Carolina that are big fans would love to go. The New York-Philly thing, they had a train that takes probably an hour to get them there. I don't know that New York would be able to pull off the takeover like they would that, but that sucks for you, to be honest.
Yeah, would you do that if you were running a team, Ryan? Make it to where people could only buy in your state? Like if Kentucky was about to play, Well, see, we don't ever worry about that. But if Kentucky was about to play a big game, would you, and the tickets went to the general public, would you hold off and make sure people were in Kentucky to buy them?
That, of course, I would want to do that. But at the same time, how can you limit our fans that are just across the state line in Indiana or in Ohio?
Well, that's what they did. Drive. So, Shannon, I'm very upset at them. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I was going to try to go to game 2 or 5, and now you can't go to either one.
I mean, it sounds like to me they're scared. They're scared of the other fan base.
Well, no, I think
they
are.
Do you not believe in your own fan base enough that they can fill your own seats?
Well, I don't know if it's like – so I guess it's just for general public, it would be whoever could call first, right?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you know, if other fans tried to call, it feels like you could do it. But I was disappointed by that late yesterday. But then the rest of the day ended up very happy. Kentucky gets 2 commitments, all right? Both of them – are sharpshooters. They get Kobe Brea, a kid from Dayton. He was 2nd in the country in 3-point percentage last year, Drew, to 1 Reed Sheppard. That was the only person that beat him. Reed Sheppard actually went behind him after the game in the NCAA tournament, but in the regular season, he was 2nd. And then we have Kerr Kleisa, who is from West Virginia, who was a name that I don't think anybody had on their radar. Another 3-point shooter, except he is from Estonia. Did you like the 2 pickups yesterday that I think round out sort of phase 1 of the roster?
I'll start with Brea because I've been waiting on that one for a while. His name was early in the portal process. We even had the KSR caller about 2 or 3 weeks ago mention him without saying his name as a nearby shooter from, what was it, from New York that might join the class.
So yes. Who is that guy, by the way?
Yeah, he knew.
Remember that, Shannon? Yep. A dude called weeks ago and said this kid from Dayton was coming.
Yeah.
And whatever happened to that guy? He seemed to have the information.
We need him to call back, give us some more.
Yeah, if you come take your flowers here for getting that right. But go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, so ever since we kind of learned of Bray, and I remember him from the season just being a lights-out shooter, he has 100 makes shooting 50%.
100
more,
makes.
That's more than Antonio Reeves had last year, several more, I think. So
people to process that real quick. He had made more threes than Antonio. And if you watched us, Drew, it felt like Antonio made 3 threes every game. This kid made even more than that.
Yeah, lights-out shooter that we needed. So I'm glad they locked that one down. And like everyone else, Kerr Kleisa yesterday was a huge surprise. That kind of hadn't been mentioned before. Anyone that has been watching the big landscape of college basketball might know him because he has that fiery personality. I even wrote a little bit yesterday about how he's that guy you hate until he's on your team. And yesterday he became one of us, so we're going to have to get behind him because he plays with a fire, and it's going to annoy a lot of other fan bases.
For those of you that have never seen him play, and I watched 1 West Virginia game last year, but I also am familiar with him because a lot of the, like, Barstool and those people like to talk about him. He may be, Ryan, the most, if he's not on your team, annoying player in America. He talks trash. He's from Estonia. What do you know about Estonia? Anybody know anything about Estonia?
Is that where the Ball Brothers go to play and they played that crazy
song? That was Lithuania,
song.
Not okay. The same country, even close to the same country. Estonia, I'll tell you what, Shannon, you look up for me some Estonia facts.
Okay?
Because Estonia, it's in Eastern Europe. I guess that's like Lithuania, but it's not the same as Lithuania. But have you ever seen this kid play, Ryan? He is an absolute, what I like to call it? Under your skin kind of guy.
I knew nothing about him, but after I looked at him yesterday, I thought to myself, this is going to be Shannon the Dude's favorite player because this guy's right out of the OVW. he's going to play the heel, and he's going to enjoy every second of it.
He's like Vescovi on Tennessee, except I think he's a little better.
And a little cockier.
But he is like the way Drew, that Vescovi used to really annoy us during his 17 years at Tennessee. I think we're now going to have a guy like that for the rest of the team.
Yeah, he's the guy that's waving for the crowd to get louder. If he's on the road, he's telling the crowd about the shot he just hit. From a basketball standpoint, he's a great passer, kind of has that European vision, and he has a not quite to Brea's level, but I think he shot 42% from three, or he did shoot 42% from three last year. Not nearly as many attempts, so he can knock it down too. But with that attitude, I'm ready for the Duke game. Just unleash him.
He's a very Duke player.
I want him in Cooper Flagg's grill.
He's a very Duke player. Yeah, we're going to have some of those. I think Mark Pope is going to get some of those annoying guys that we've seen over the years play for Duke or schools like that. We're going to have them. So this to me is sort of big picture if you haven't been in the weeds of the roster. They have 9 players right now. I would say if you were looking at what they have probably 3 really good three-point shooters. They have a couple of elite defenders. They have, I think, some pretty good rebounders, and they have a lot of guys who can play roles in the team. I think, personally, Drew, they're missing one star, right? I think they need one guy. I think what they are missing right now is one guy who you can give the ball to and go get buckets. To be quite frank with you, the thing Cal was pretty good at getting over the years, a guy who can just go take it and score. They don't really have a guy like that. Jackson Robinson of BYU would be that guy, but he's going to go through the draft process. To me, they're one dude away from being a top 25 team that can compete next year. Without that, I think one of those dudes would have to step up. Do you agree with that?
I do, and I really hope they get Jackson Robinson. One thing to keep in mind, though, not to say they don't need a penetrator because they do, but that's kind of for 15 years, Kentucky had to have those guys because that's what Cal ran. He said, my guy can beat your guy, and that's the offense we're going to run. Pope is going to set guys up with easier looks in his system.
That's true.
Where you won't need that as much, but the team is still lacking that because, of course, you want someone who can do it. Right now you got more of spot-up shooters.
So let me ask you something, Matt. If Jackson Robinson, if he stays in the draft, is there still somebody else like you?
They have other options. So I think they have another couple guys that are also in the draft process that they're still talking to, that if they end up not going, I mean, in a perfect world, you'd love to take 2 of them. I don't think they think they would get 2. I think they'd get 1. But if Jackson were not to come, I think they have other options. They know they need that, okay? They know they're a guy away, but I think they feel like they have all of the other pieces they need to be good. And then I would expect once Jackson Robinson decides, there'll be a couple of, like, for lack of a better term, 11th and 12th men that they will add to fill out the roster. So I'm at a solid, like, A-minus right now, Drew, on the roster. The thing that keeps it from being an A is going and getting the one sort of stud. What about you?
Yeah, they still need the stud, someone that can attack. But really what they have in the amount of time he's done
it's been
pretty
great.
Remarkable. Yeah. If you had on that Sunday when we're all in Rupp Arena and we're celebrating, all of us on the inside, everyone listening, kind of had the, "Ooh, I hope he can get players," even though we were enjoying the hire at that moment. And ever since, he's done a great job of loading up this foundation.
Well, what about 6 days ago when we were at Clark's Pumpin' Shop?
That's true.
And we had 3 players.
Had 3 guys.
You know,
6 players ago.
6 days ago, I said, you know, the next few days are going to be huge. And in 6 days, they've gone from 3 to 9, and they have the basics of a roster. I wrote last night, if you're interested, on the KSR Plus, kind of how the decision-making went down and how they ended up with the guys that they went with. But either way, they, I think, have the basis to have a really good and competitive team in year one for Mark. Now, tell me, Shannon, about Estonia.
All right. Estonians are linguists. That means most people from Estonia can speak English, Russian, Finnish, German, and their mother tongue.
Which is Estonian?
Yes.
So they can speak 5 languages, most of them.
Yes.
That's amazing.
The locals are not religious.
Okay.
They're also one of the first, or the first, country in the world to allow its citizens to vote online, going back to 2005.
Really?
Yes.
You wouldn't think that, would you?
No.
You wouldn't think it's weird. We can't even do that here.
They have free public transport for locals.
Okay.
They have ample on credit green spaces.
Well, what's the capital?
I don't know. I didn't look that up.
You didn't get to the capital?
No. Nobody cares about the capital. The country has over 2,000 islands, but here's the thing that people are really going to care about.
How did you not get to the capital?
Wife carrying is a sport in Estonia.
I think I've heard of this before.
Yes.
It's where
husbands pick up their wives and race several hundred meters with her better halves upside down on their backs with her legs over his neck and shoulders.
I've seen that.
Yes, I've seen that too. The legs go down the front of the person, right?
It says down the back, on their backs. I'm not sure. I think it's on the back. I think they carry them on their back.
Okay. The capital is Tallinn. Tallinn.
Yeah. Well, wife carrying is much more impressive than Tallinn. Who cares about Tallinn?
So wife carrying.
Yes.
Who do you think would do best in wife carrying? It's really down to you and Drew. Who's going to be the best at it?
Matt and I don't have a wife to carry.
No, no. You're in it, Shannon. I meant you and Drew.
I don't know. I think I could win.
Okay. Yeah. Shannon's going to carry his wife the fastest.
That's right.
Mine carries me, so I'll surrender that one.
859-280-2287. We will have 30-second shot clock. I want to know, how do you feel about the Pope era so far? Are you worried about anything? We'll let you know. We'll deal with all that and more here on Estonia Day on KSR. All right, so I continue to be more. Everything I read about Estonia is fascinating, Shannon.
Yeah,
what else? They claim to be the most digitally advanced society in the world.
Hmm.
All right.
When you get Kentucky on board with that,
the most you mentioned they can vote online.
Yeah,
but they can also you can do all of your government needs online, including Social Security, everything, driver's license. You can get online. Everything you need from the government, it says you can get online. And this is the part I'm really interested in, particularly for you, Ryan. You can become an e-resident of Estonia.
Really?
You can apply online, and for $100, you can become an e-resident of Estonia. What do you
$100?
$100.
What does that mean? Like an electronic?
It says you're an electronic citizen.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
So we could play for their national basketball team.
I don't know. All right, here, I'll read you what it says here about why become an e-resident. If you're granted e-residency, you will get a Estonian ID card.
We gotta get Ryan this.
No, Ryan, you have to get this. I'll pay the $100. You get an Estonian ID card, and you have access to all Estonian business services, including banking and governmental services. You would be allowed to marry in Estonia, Ryan.
It seems like something like if you were trying to maybe escape your country for $100, you can easily.
No, I think it says you would not lose the citizenship of your current country.
There you go, Ryan.
There you go.
What do you think, Ryan? You want to be an e-resident of Estonia?
It sounds like there's so many positives to go along with it. Can you,
you can bank there.
Yeah.
You can bank there. You can. I don't know if you can vote. I'm not sure. There's an article about it. Ryan, this is your homework tonight.
Okay.
I want you to see if you think there are benefits to you becoming an e-resident of Estonia. Wouldn't you love to have, like, you could be able to travel in and out of Estonia with no headache?
Yeah, no headache. Maybe hide all my mass fortune that I have established, hide it away over there.
You can manage your Estonian company online from your other home in the world.
Well, there you go.
Some tax breaks.
That's true. You can like make your you could create what Ryan Lemon Realty in Estonia.
Now, I will say, as someone who spent most of the morning getting him to download the On3 app, I don't know that Ryan's business in Estonia will be set up anytime soon.
I have people for that, Drew.
Will you at least look into it tonight?
Yes, I will.
And tomorrow you'll tell us what you find.
Yes, I'll be glad to.
I think it would be worth it, Shannon, just for an ID card that says you're from Estonia.
I think it would be great. It would be very Ryan Lemon. And then if we ever go there, you're already one step ahead of us.
Well, we'll probably go to see this kid play, right?
Yeah.
He and I will probably go out for beers, you know. We'll be countrymates.
Just two Estonians, hanging out, doing your thing.
You know, in Ireland, I had a friend do this. You can buy a tiny plot of land, just like 3 feet by 3 feet, and you become a lord.
Lord,
you can do it online.
Lord,
got a friend who has the certificate to prove he is a lord in Ireland because he owns a tiny plot of land he'll never see.
So three? Oh, are you allowed to go to it?
Yeah, if you want to, it's your land. You can do whatever you want
on it. Stand
on
it.
You can buy it over here to become a lord.
Put a lemonade stand on it.
That's really interesting. One person writes: Matt Ripetino had his Jamal Mashburn. Cal Perry had his John Wall. Does Mark Pope need his version of that? Yeah, I do. I think so. It's a different time, so like transfer portal, et cetera. I don't know if Jackson Robinson is that, but I do think this team needs one dude. I think they have all the supporting pieces, but they need a dude. If they don't get that dude, I still think they can be good, but I think there's a ceiling to what they can do. But if you get that dude, Ryan, I think then you would have everything you need to be like really, really competitive going into next season.
Yeah, that did for Cal and for Pitino both. Those two guys kind of immediately put the stamp on, okay, Kentucky's the cool school again. I don't know if we've got that guy
well,
yet.
We're not going to be the cool school.
Not with Pope as
well. No, we're not. I mean, we're not. Pope, like, we just, cool. Just get that out of our minds. Yeah. The days of being the cool school are gone. Like, Drake's not coming to our games. Okay? So, Drew, I just think we have to accept this is a different way of doing it. It's probably a way that's more consistent with how we look at ourselves. But the days of this being the coolest place to go, Drew, I just don't think that's going to be true anymore.
I mean, I loved being cool for 15 years, but cool got us one banner. Lots of teams that aren't cool win the championship. So whatever it takes to hang a new banner up there, if we got to be have a bunch of Mormons or get people from Europe or whatever it's got to look like, I want to get back to having long postseason runs. And if that means we don't have to be cool, so be it.
One person writes on the text machine, my wife is from Estonia. We're going there this summer. She says it's much more advanced than America. I have a hard time believing it. Shannon, do you believe it's much more advanced than America?
It sounds like it with everything that's digital. I mean, sounds like they're ahead of us a little bit in Estonia.
I would love to be able to get a driver's license online.
Can you not? I thought you could do that in Kentucky, no?
I mean,
I think you can.
If you already have one, right? But I think with this, you can just get it anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, you've already got a driver's license.
Listen, let me be excited about Estonia. Why are you trying to bring down Estonia?
You don't have to go to the DAV and stand in line for 2 hours. You can actually do that online.
You can you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I just did mine.
All right, well.
So you should do yours.
I'm still going to Estonia. You can just deal with it. 30-second shot clock. Josh, you're up first.
Hey, guys. One thing that extremely excites me is if you take a look at the way UConn has built a roster to win the last two titles, while Pope might not have the same talent level this year, it looks like he's building a very similar system, and that's something that for the future really excites me about Pope and where he's going with this team.
I agree totally with you. I mean, he's using the UConn model. Like, I asked somebody yesterday, Drew, are they going to go recruit top guys next year? And he said 100%, and they expect to get at least a couple next year. But for this year, you didn't have time to do that, but it is clear that UConn model of getting guys that fill roles, you know, the thing they've had every year is they've had a star. That's why I still think we need to get one.
Yeah, we all want the star, but also like the foundation pieces that he has where, you know, I don't want to call out any guy what they're going to do next year because we don't know, but say a Brandon Garrison, he might be here a couple years. We expect Colin Chandler to be here a couple years. Travis Perry is going to be here a couple years. I like we're going to have some things that hopefully last as long as they don't jump in the portal, but we don't have a fortune teller to tell us what's going to happen there. But it seems that Pope is recruiting longer-term guys in addition to the NBA talent he knows.
Shannon, Sturgill Simpson's guitar player, Little Joe, is from Estonia.
Ah, that's cool. So we know somebody from there.
We do. So now you got that. So we'll play some Sturgill coming back.
Okay.
We know Manny, Drew, has been to Estonia.
Okay. Didn't know that.
So see, look at all these connections. This is what I like. Now this dude, you need to go look up the video if you haven't yet. It's on KSR. Drew wrote about it. Of him talking trash to Luka. Luka.
Yeah.
The one in the NBA.
So this dude. Easy to get in his head.
He said he was easy to get in Luka's head. We'll be right back.
TJ Smith, personal injury attorney. Call TJ. He'll make them pay.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
You like Sturgill, don't you, Shannon?
Yeah, yeah. His old school country sound.
Yeah, he does a little bit of everything now.
I like his rock stuff a little bit,
I know,
too.
You love his rock stuff.
I don't know if anybody else does, but I like that
people
better.
Do. Bomani loves it.
Yeah.
You know, my friend Bomani, he thinks Sturgill, he's like, wants me to introduce him to him, and I'm like, I met him 10 years ago. I don't think I can just call him up and go, can you meet Bomani Jones? But he loves the guy. Thinks he's like the best guitar player there is. And loves his band, too. So, and Little Joe from Estonia. 859-280-2287. One person says, Matt, let's assume we get Jackson Robinson. You guys make your prediction. What place in the SEC next year with the roster as it is with Jackson Robinson? All right, I'll go first. I'll say you give us Jackson Robinson, the guys we have. I'll say third behind Bama and Tennessee. What about you, Drew?
I certainly think they will contend. I just don't know the other rosters as well, but I think Kentucky will be in the mix. The two you named will also be in there. So I'll match you and say third. But you get Jackson Robinson and all these guys that just take another leap forward, and I'll be thinking thoughts down in Nashville and throughout the SEC regular
season. And by the way, third
it wouldn't be impossible to be number one.
Third in the SEC can still get you, you know, in the Final Four, depending on your run you make in the tournament. That's not – I don't consider that a negative. But I think we'll be – I think we would be third. Yeah, I'm going to say third. What about you, Ryan?
You're right. Bama has loaded up. They're the elite team next year in the SEC. But, you know, we've seen the college game change where the older teams seem to fare a lot better. I'm going to say second. I'm going to go one better than you guys and go second next year behind Alabama.
All right, what about you, Shane?
All right, I guess I'll be the jerk. I'll say they finish fourth. Bama, Tennessee, Arkansas, Kentucky.
Why? How are you going to pick Arkansas? They have six players right now.
Yeah.
What is it? They're not playing
right now.
But what is it that makes you confident about it being Arkansas?
Because, as I said, they're going to be willing to pay.
But there's not many people
left.
But there's not many people left. They've already lost.
There's several of them out there.
No, there ain't many. First of all, there's a good chance they paid more for John L. Davis than any NIL player's ever gotten. At least that's the sort of scuttlebutt out there.
Yeah. But look, I hope Kentucky finishes
first.
But
I mean, you're going to have to tell me who they're going to get, because the portal's now closed.
Yeah. I mean, so, I don't have a list of names on a board that I think they're going to get.
Yeah, well, that's the only reason let's say they get a – I think their best case scenario, Drew, is to get a Du and DJ Wagner, and I'm not sure, Drew, that team is still good enough to be that good. Do you?
Adu would help them. I wonder if you get DJ, if he wouldn't have more guard troubles in the backcourt.
I think you
DJ's
would.
His boy, John L. Davis, is going to want shots.
They're paying enough money that they're going to have to give him shots.
He's going to have the ball. And then you have Boogie Flynn. So, I mean, if they want to do that, go ahead. But that would seem like a crowd to me of guys thinking they're going to be
the
dude.
You play John L. Davis, DJ Wagner, and Boogie Flynn, I think you're like one of those Cal teams that can't shoot again. Right?
Possible.
Yeah. So, yeah. Shannon might be right. I thought they would get like three of the top six guys, and it didn't happen. They got one of them, and then they got the freshman. But I don't know. I think their roster is questionable too. And there's just not, you know, the portal's closed, so I don't know where the options are now at this point. All right, 30 seconds, David. Go.
I give Coach Pope a 95%.
Okay.
I'm completely satisfied with him. I just had one other question. Do y'all ever think about putting a KS bar down in, say, around Somerset or southeastern Kentucky? And what days are y'all going to be in the bar next week? Because my family and I plan on coming up.
Probably not in the near future. One restaurant is hard enough. If we did, we would maybe think about, like, London or Somerset, but it probably wouldn't be in the next year. We will be at the bar. I'll be at the bar tomorrow, and then next week I'm gone Friday and Wednesday. So Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday we'll be there. Wednesday we're at Valhalla, and then Friday I'm at my mom's graduation in Dallas. Kim, 30 seconds, go.
Hey, I know nothing about recruiting, but I will say, listening to Coach Pope talk is so inspirational. He's so analytic. He's so positive. And for a man that just cares about a wheel on a whiteboard, when he said that on Monday, I lost it. The enthusiasm. And you all, thank you for the education you're giving us on the recruits, where they come from, all the analytics.
Shannon, I didn't want
you. I knew it was coming.
I didn't want you to do it.
Well, you want
to
extend her?
No. I mean, you get to do. You're in charge of the buzzer.
I play by the rules. It don't matter who it is.
No, Ryan, I think there's a lot of people like Kim who are, I don't want to say casual fans, but who are fans who follow it, but, you know, maybe don't read Twitter every day or message boards, who Pope has probably connected to them better than he has anyone.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a question on the KSR board this morning. When have you been this much into UK basketball recruiting? And that's true.
Long time for people.
Everybody. I mean, the oldest fan to the youngest fan. They're more into the basketball recruiting right now than I think we've been in many, 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 many years.
Yeah. I think there's a segment of fans that Pope has gotten back.
Yes.
In a way that I think was really needed and kind of exciting. Casey, 30 seconds. Casey.
Since day one, I was in Germany when the news broke. I was setting alarm clocks at 3 a.m. to try to get updates as we rolled along. My wife wants to kill me because of all the shirts I've bought, the donations I've pumped in. So I'm in trouble over here, but everything's good. I'm at an A-minus like you. If we pull that wing guy that's going to make the difference, I'll be at an A-plus. So all's good. And Matt, you know me from our past.
You know what? I like to leave the mystery, Shannon. You know what I mean? Like, just leave the mystery. I don't know what that means. You know me from our past. You never know where that's going to go. So
it was perfect.
It was a good timing. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
You got to get to it.
Yeah. Well, I am with you on everything else. And the Club Blue NIL donations have gone up. I think that event, I wish I was going to be here on June 15th because I think that event's going to be great. In Estonia, the number one Estonia brewery is one of apparently the best breweries in the world, and they sell beer here in Louisville. Let's see if you've heard of it.
Okay.
Have either of you heard of the Pohjola Brewery?
No, I have not. Drew, have you?
I have not, no.
No.
It is a type of beer that they also sell in Louisville. Pohjola.
I'll try it. I'm always trying new beers. Yeah. Okay. You grab a pack this weekend.
Pohjola, you can get it at breweries. Here, I'm reading Pohjola Beer in Louisville. They have it at the Liquor Barn.
Ah, okay. There we go. That's what I'm drinking.
All right,
this
so
weekend.
Ryan's job is to become a citizen of Estonia. Your job, Shannon, is to drink Pohjola beer.
Okay.
Ryan, again, I'll pay your $100, okay? I don't want you to have to pay for it.
You really want me to do this? I thought I was just gathering some information.
No, you don't. I want you to research to make sure there's no downside.
Yeah.
But if there's no downside, why not? Wouldn't you like an Estonian card?
We don't want you like getting drafted to war.
No, I don't want you to
read the fine print.
Yeah, I want you to read the fine print. But assuming they say on here there's no downside. I mean, I don't think the Estonian website would lie, Shannon. Do you?
I mean, I wouldn't think so.
I certainly wouldn't think so. So I want you to at least like check it out, and then maybe you can do it.
I'll check it out and report back tomorrow.
All right. I don't think he wants to do it, Shannon.
It doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound like
it. I'll gladly drink their beer, though.
Yeah, DraftKings. All right, so with DK Horse, now's the time. You could. I actually did mine last night so that I would be ready for the next 6 days of Derby. You go to DraftKings or the DK Horse app. So download the DK Horse app. Use the promo code KSRHorse. As I said, if it tells you it's an error, you still got it. Don't worry. KSR Horse, and it is we are an official DraftKings affiliate. Put in up to $250, and you get 100% deposit bonus. So you have to bet through the money you put in, and then you'll get that in bonuses. They come in bonus bets. I'm going to use mine on Oaks and Derby Day. Rather than using the other apps that you have over the years, here's a chance to have free money to do what you were going to do anyway. DK Horse app, did you download it, Ryan?
I did.
Have you loaded up yet?
I have loaded up yet. I'm going to put it all on the Oaks tomorrow.
I have loaded up yet.
Yeah, I have loaded it up.
Okay, what about you, Drew?
Of course. I've been using it since it was first announced.
Okay, so there you go. DK, use the promo code KSRHorse, download the app, and you will be able to bet all throughout the Derby and Derby Day with $250 in bonus bets. Promo code is KSR. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18+, 21+ in certain states, open access and an account and resident of a state where DK Horse is available. See terms at DKHorse.com. One Purdue customer, deposit requires 2-time playthrough and set of wagers with 168 hours, bonus released in $25 increments, deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's KSR. Welcome back to Tech Sports Radio. That's what you're going to try, the Estonian beer.
Yep.
Ryan, I want you to figure out I want you to tomorrow recommend whether or not it's good for citizens of Kentucky to become e-citizens of Estonia.
Okay.
I want you to read the fine print.
Oh, I'm reading fine print.
Because one person writes, what if everybody in Estonia, the people that run the site, all of a sudden have applications from Kentucky? They're going to wonder what's happened. But, Ryan, you have to make sure to protect everyone.
Okay, I'm on it.
All right. One person writes, Matt, I like how you ask Shannon his opinion and then always tell him he's wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what you do on this show.
Yes. That's exactly
but most,
what I do.
But most of the time, I'm right. If you go back and
one person writes, Shannon is not trying to be a jerk. He is a jerk.
Right.
He isn't even a UK fan. I don't know why you let him spout his nonsense.
Okay. I'm right more often than I'm wrong.
So you think you're going to be right, Arkansas will be better than Kentucky?
In the regular season, probably so. Okay. In the tournament, I'm not going to bet on Cal. No.
Okay. Apparently in Estonia, Drew, if you win the wife-carrying contest, you get your wife's weight in beer free.
Oh,
wow. What a prize.
Yeah, does the wife want that being publicized? Like, I know that's a lot of beer.
So they weigh your wife at the end, and then they just, like, tell you that's how much beer you get? So
seems
would you
like
want,
the wife might not love that.
It's a good question. Would you want Shannon a heavy wife or a light wife?
Light wife.
But then you don't get as much beer.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I think I can afford beer. But, you know, that doesn't seem like that great of a prize.
No. I don't mean in general would you like a heavy wife or a wife. I meant for the purposes of the contest.
Well, I mean, a lighter wife would be easier to win and easier to carry.
But you wouldn't win as much.
That's okay. I'd take a little bit less without a broken back having to carry a...
Okay.
859-280-2287.
Have you been reading, Ryan, about what's happening with Deion Sanders in Colorado?
No. I just heard about their spring game. I don't know. Is there controversy now?
So a guy leaves Colorado. Player leaves Colorado. I don't remember his name. And the Athletic does a story about the people that left Colorado when Deion first got there, right?
Okay.
Because he kicked like 70 people off the team. And they interviewed one of them, and he's like at Austin Peay or something. And he said, it kind of bothered me because he was really rude to all of us that were there when he got there, and he didn't even really get a chance to know us. We went through spring practice, and I barely knew him, and he kicked me off. So they do this story. They quote him. Then Deion's kid, Shadur, puts out something, like retweets it and goes, you couldn't have been that good. I don't remember you. You must have been mid. Which was kind of a jerky thing to say, right? Then the kid's teammate at Austin Peay retweets that and shows Sanders' stats and how I guess they were kind of mid. Was it Sanders or was it his other kid? Maybe it had been his other kid, whichever one it was. And then Deion responds to the other kid at Austin Peay making fun of that kid's stats. So Deion is taking a kid that's at a Division I AA school and mocking him for not being good. And a lot of the college football world kind of is like, Deion, dude, you can't be picking on random college kids that didn't even play for you. What do you make of it?
Deion is one of the greatest athletes of our time. He is the head coach at a major university. You got to act like you've been there before and not talk down, not punch down to a kid that plays at Austin Peay. He's got to know better than that, man. That's a bad look.
I thought it was a terrible look, and I'm a big Deion guy. I loved him since he played. But I think sitting there mocking how good or not – I mean, would Nick Saban ever do that?
No.
No. Wouldn't. Would John Calipari ever do that? No. Like, no major coach is going to go mock a Division I AA player, Drew. I actually think it's a pretty terrible look by Deion.
I think it's a horrible look, and I even rooted for Colorado last year. All that fun seems to be crumbling with all this coming out. I think it's even horrible of his son with the huge online platform to just call out a teammate in front of everyone like that. It's pretty ridiculous to me. There's also something about how he doesn't call anyone by their name except his own kids. He calls them all like Deion's children or something.
Yes. I'm going to make you a prediction. I think it's all going to fall apart this year for Colorado. I think it's going to be an absolute train wreck this year. There's just too much of this stuff, right? And everybody that leaves there says bad things if you watch. I just kind of feel like, and they didn't get as many dudes as everybody thought they'd get. I'm going to make you, I bet that thing goes down in flames this year. Even though his kid at quarterback is good.
That's why I was really kind of surprised the Wade twins chose Colorado, because I don't know. You know, with the quarterback being the coach's son, that's one reason they were looking to give the twin Wade a chance to play quarterback somewhere. Why did they pick Colorado?
Last year, Vito Tisdale was on that roster. Maybe we ask Vito.
Smoke Cavassier was
there too. Yeah. We ask them what was going on.
I that's a bad, bad look.
It is a bad look.
Especially to go after the kid who didn't even play for you, right? Like, that's a bad look. Let's go to Chris. What do you got, Chris? 30 seconds.
Hey, guys. It took Dan Hurley 27 years of coaching to win a national championship, which is actually the average of the last 30 national championships. And it took him 20 years to get his first tournament win. Pope is in his 15th year of coaching, and combining his great basketball mind and the power of UK, this is the beginning of a great era in Kentucky basketball. Also, I'm going to start reading my daughter's bedtime stories the way you guys read the terms and conditions for DK.
I actually think you could read them like you read your call there. Like, because you had that written down, right?
He's gone. 30 seconds is up.
Okay. I still liked it, though. He got his point.
He did. Got it in 30 seconds.
I liked it. You got what you needed? We're good. Elaine, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. I have this written down, too, because I am a short-time listener, first-time caller. I wanted to make sure I said it right.
Hoo-ah. 20 seconds.
Okay. I went to Croatia 2 years ago for videography, so I was really excited about Z to watch him play. And then last summer, I spent my summer in Estonia doing videography. So now I'm so pumped for Kerr. I think he's going to be absolutely phenomenal.
All right, there you go. Well, I appreciate it. I would actually extend you to talk to you about Estonia, but your phone is breaking up, unfortunately, Elaine. Or Shannon, I would extend because I would like to know what it was like to live there for a summer.
That's right. Maybe she was calling from Estonia with that phone connection.
I thought Shannon was going to hit the button. I looked at Ryan like, this is going to be bad.
Maybe I'll visit it while I'm there, you know, just to see what, maybe do some scouting.
Maybe you could become a E.
I don't even have to be there to citizen. Be an E-citizen because we know because Ryan's going to become it. Right. Rich, go ahead, Rich. 30 seconds.
Hey, I'm in Arkansas, big Kentucky fan, excited about the hire. Love the last week of recruiting. One thing I will ask for Kentucky fans, if they go to the Razorback baseball game this weekend, is don't hate on them because they stole Cal. That's what all the media thinks Kentucky's going to do this year, hate on them. I believe we need signs out there giving them 31 million reasons to
all right, hang on. I want to extend you.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to hate on them. Of course we are. They hate on us. I don't care what the media says. Like, they are now our rival. He's our former coach. We don't owe them anything, right?
They think we stole them. They stole them, though. I mean, I would have traded Musselman last year.
We're glad he went, but we're going to talk trash to him. I hope they do that the whole game this weekend, you know?
I would just like something, a $31 million deposit showed up or something. Hey, because they saved us a bunch of money.
Well, that's true. They did do that. They did do that. We'll take a break. Come back. Hour number two. This is KSR.